What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, everybody? Yeah, what's up, Fool Podcast? We got Martin Rizzo here. Guys? Rodrigo Toby. We have our fabulous guest right here, Jamar Neighbors, right here from LA, baby. Yeah.
Compton's finest.
Finally, somebody from LA.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Too many.
What's up, Fool?
That's why he hasn't left. He's from here.
It's hard.
I remember we were talking about how, like, a lot of comics that move out here, if they don't make it, they gotta move back fucking home to the Midwest. We live down the fucking street, bro.
We gotta hang out.
Shit, us, we gotta go back home to hear motherfuckers say, I knew you were gonna be shit, homie.
I'll come
at
back
the liquor
tomorrow.
Store, at the laundromat.
Yeah,
your mom said you were doing that. They didn't even know how to talk. Your mom was talking about you were doing that. Comedian. That, you know that bullshit up there on stage.
Yeah. Get little skits.
Yeah, man. No, they're still hiring over here, man, at that furniture store.
Get at it.
Shit, dude. For real, when I told my dad I was going to be a comedian, he was like, I guess when you tell your parents, you know, you want to be something other than what they're doing or what their grandparents did, which mow lawns, you know, or work, you know, just a blue collar dude. For them, like, to do something that doesn't have to do with getting your hands dirty is impossible.
Yeah,
you dude. Come from a line of a family of entertainers?
Nah. They funny, though. They funny. They funny, though. But I was the only motherfucker in theater. Like in school plays and shit.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Dorsey.
Dorsey.
Don's 04.
I used to work at Gompers Middle School.
Gompers?
Dude. Yeah,
oh, my
dude.
Brother went to Gompers.
I used to teach skateboarding there, dude.
For real?
Yeah, dude.
I used to substitute teach at Washington High, bro.
Oh, yeah?
So did he.
You did?
Not at Washington, but I was a substitute teacher.
Yeah, man.
How was that, wild High, or what? Dude.
Man, it was cool at first until they stopped listening. Like, to the kids stopped listening to me.
Lose your attention, huh?
Yeah. And then they start rolling over me like they was, like, better than me. And I was like... Eh.
Did they try to fight you?
No, they didn't try to fight me. They was just funnier than me. And it's, more like...
It's like 40 against one, dog.
Kids used to try to punk me, bro. They're, like, bigger than me. I'm like...
They gumped you.
It was scary, dude.
And so I remember one day I quit. I remember the day I quit, I just walked out. I just walked out the fucking classroom, and then I went to the bus stop because I was still riding the bus at the time. I just sat at the bus.
Damn.
So I was like, hey, that's Mr. Neighbors. That nigga quit today. It's like, why that nigga ain't got no car? I feel like you should put 2 more weeks in. Get that extra money.
You need that extra money.
You need to get one day. It's like, oh, damn, shit. Dude.
Fuck, this nigga still roasted me. Nigga, I thought I done quit.
That's the worst, huh? When you quit. Right before a payday, but you have to go back to get your check.
Oh my God.
A walk of shame, fool.
Before direct deposits, because
everybody lies. Yeah, I got something better coming up.
Sure you do, dog.
But if you got fired or something, nobody wants to say hello to you. It's like you carry, like, it's getting fired and telling, waving hi to a homie is like giving that fool COVID and AIDS at the same time.
Yeah.
So that's your accomplice.
Like, yeah,
you're gonna get him fired too, bro.
It's unusually quiet too when you walk back in. I walked back into a grocery store. I remember that. I got fired, and then I walked in to get my check and everything. Everybody went, shh, shh, shh.
Oh, you send your mom, huh, to get your check?
Yeah, please go. Please get the check.
Fools do, though, dude.
Don't talk to anybody.
No, I said my lady.
Don't try to get my job back.
Your representative, dog.
Do I answer any questions right now?
Yeah. Hilarious, man. Oh, shit.
I guess.
Yeah, we got, like, growing up, did you meet a lot of last name named Neighbors?
Did I what?
Was there a lot of people growing up with the last name Neighbors?
Hell
me neither, bro. I never grew up with no aspires as
Rizzo,
no? Not till now.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah, nowadays I started meeting Esparzas. And it wasn't you. You was the first Esparza I ever saw. And then I met a chick named Esparza, like the last name.
Because, like, if you meet a girl and her last name is Neighbors, you're like, we might be cousins, right?
So in Texas, in Austin, there is a bartender at the Vulcan. Her last name is Neighbors, but she white.
Were you still down?
Yeah. Neighbors.
Legal document.
She's cute. Yeah. You know, she had a big ass gap in her mouth, too. I was like, fuck it.
Because I met a girl one time at a bar, and her last name was Rizzo. I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't know. It's weird, dude.
Well, Rizzo was two Z's?
One Z, dude.
Bro, you ever date somebody with like a family member first name?
Like how?
Like you know, like
John, John Rizzo.
If your mama name is Martha, you ever date a chick named Martha? Oh, she fine as hell?
It's weird. Oh, I've never dated another Georgina. That's my mom's. Oh, one time I grinded on a Georgina at a nightclub. And Pico Rivera? It's short for Gina. I mean, Gina's short
for
Georgina.
We never knew your mom's name was Georgina, bro.
You know it's not Georgina, huh?
It's Georgina.
Georgina.
It's
Gina. For short.
It's Gina.
With a J, bro.
It's Gina, but the long, I guess the long name is Georgina. But one time I was grinding on a Georgina. Like, oh, that's weird, bro.
Is that your grandpa's name or something?
Mom, huh? It's probably your mom from Back to the Future or some shit.
Georgina is your mom's name?
Gina, bro.
I thought it was Georgina.
It's Gina, but Georgina's a long name.
Georgina.
Like, Georgie is
that's
short
like a guy that's named Josh
head.
And he names his daughter Jocelyn, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
I know a guy.
You guys yeah, never knew my saying. Mom's name.
5 days in a row.
You guys never knew my mom's name, huh?
That's crazy, dude.
Georgina.
Yeah, dude. There's a whole bunch
Petunia
of Georgina.
Petunia was taken.
She said what?
Petunia? Petunia was taken. Come on, you fight. Like, a name like that, man, you gotta be strong, bro.
You have to, yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of fights.
Yeah, yeah. Gina. That's why she shortened it to Gina, because, like, oh, I'm gonna fucking, yeah.
Georgina.
I don't want to be a dick. Like a criada name.
Yeah. Like
hey,
a maid.
You fuck. Hey, no.
Georgina, do the laundry.
He said like, that's like a maid's name.
Hey, there are no names fair. Like our parents' names like these days, right? Well, I met a Carrie because Carrie is, that's you know, mom? That's yeah. My mom name. Whatever. What about your mom?
My mom's name's Cordelia.
I ain't nobody gonna sound like a leche, bro. It's like a brand of evaporated milk. Or,
it's ain't that Spanish a candle?
Vela. Veloria.
My mom's name, I'm pretty sure I'm never gonna meet a woman with her name, bro. And she probably, if I do, she won't be good looking.
What was her name?
Rafaela.
What?
Our mom's names are.
They're lucky they met men with that.
It's like they would have
never hooked up on the internet.
These were names to fight off a posse.
it's like the female Ninja Turtle they didn't let in. Like, nah, man.
It's like a Western
all male group
name.
It's like, hey, it's like
I named my mom when fucking Pancho Villa were going around raping people. What's her name? Rafael.
Well, like, dude, I was watching The Godfather. Apollonia, right?
It's like our granddads were like, we don't want nobody to fuck our daughters, bro.
Those are mean grandma names, huh?
Yeah, like you never meet a 22-year-old white chick named Blanche.
Blanche.
No, what? Gertrude, right?
Gertrude.
Winona.
My grandfather probably wanted a boy, bro.
Oh yeah, I think my grandfather.
Yeah, because they were all boys. They were all girls in the family.
Oh really? Oh shit.
Oh really? Damn, dude.
That's crazy.
I have
bro.
A cousin. His name is Ulysses.
I've heard a couple.
Like the president?
Couple,
yeah.
Like
Grant.
That's Grant.
And he has a Grant, too.
$50 bill, bro.
Ulysses Grant.
Hey, man, I knew a dude in junior high named Ugo.
Ugo.
What's his last name? Boss.
Bro, but he didn't have an
fuck
H
you,
in front. He didn't have an H in front.
What
it was his U-G-O.
That's man. Weird.
And
man.
He was ugly, too. So it was like,
fucking ugly ass Ugo.
And it was Ugo. He used to get restrained a lot, too.
Teacher Ugo.
Damn, bro.
I might get taken down by my Vons the other day, last night.
What happened, fool?
You know how they're like desperate to hire people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, please.
So they're bringing in people in small buses now to work there, I guess, because they don't know what else
damn.
To work there.
God damn, dude.
So there's people there who are not very slow, right? But I noticed like this one employee yesterday, he was walking around, and every time he'll pass by chicks, he'll start laughing, bro, like a pervert. Like, right? And then I told him what, and then like I saw him in every aisle. And I told him, what's up, homie? And he didn't say nothing, right? Then every time I saw him, he was like behind a woman with like three kids, right? And laughing, being creepy, right? So, man, I walked up to the fucking cashier. And then, like, I forgot we're in 2022, not 2094. Yeah. And I said, what's up with that fool? That fool retarded, dog, or what? He's walking around goofy and shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, what do you mean? You know, he's slow. I said, nah, bro. He works the way I work, bro, when I had a job. You know, hanging around with that mop for too long.
Like, oh, dude, I was good at that.
You know
shit,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Coming over here to the cashier. When there's a hot chick buying stuff,
yeah.
And everything I said happened, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you know what I mean, man?
Yeah.
I'll go over there, sweep more, and then come back and tell you some bullshit lie about somebody.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, like, you're right. He is retarded. But I know about that fool being creepy, dog. Like, follow me around and, you know what I mean?
Bro, that reminds me
of time. That's crazy, dog.
That reminds me of time I didn't get this job at Walmart. But I, you know how you be like in the interview and it be like a motherfucker right there vying for your spot and it be another one right there. This motherfucker right here, he looked, you know, retarded. You know what I'm saying? So I was over like, yeah, right. Oh, God. I didn't get that job, man. I went in there 2 weeks later. That nigga was up in there fucking mopping the floor, laughing at chicks. And she was
like, what was like, are you serious, dog?
Huh? But swear to God.
But it's weird, dude, because like only a guy that watches porn knows that laugh. You know what I mean? Because he was like, ah, but like, because like he thought that.
It's a laugh of a sex offender.
He was laughing like Adam Myers from Adam Murray.
A comedian we know
from. The giggler.
Yeah,
the
Adam
giggler.
Murray, a comedian from Florida. He, like, he had a laugh after his bit, but he was laughing. It was noticeable, you know. I was just telling the boss, watch out for that guy. I told him I don't want him to lose his job, you know, but, you know, it's kind of noticeable that he shows up when that chick he was following is buying her stuff. Next thing you know, he's going to follow her to her. Because right after that girl went to go walk to her stuff with her three kids to the parking lot, that fool grabbed that vest real fast. You know that vest you put on to go grab shopping carts?
Yeah, uh-huh. Stop it from
so
going
he went
out
outside
there.
To watch her more.
Damn. Oh my God!
What?
Now I know this because I was watching her too. I was watching her, watch him, watching me.
Hey, bro,
eyes wide open, dog.
But nowadays, man, you gotta watch out for that shit, bro.
It's crazy the standard.
Like
drop.
Chicks don't like when I park with my van next to their car.
They think they're getting kidnapped. Yeah,
oh, the windows tinted.
My 40 cold line van.
Bro, I used to work at Food for Less, and I used to have a little device that could unlock like the lock on the tires. So
the shopping carts?
Yeah.
That's power right there, dude.
Yeah, bro. And then chicks would be walking up to me like, please, can you just let me? And I'd be like, I shouldn't be doing this, but like, hurry up.
Thank you.
You hear that wheel unlock?
that's
bitch, you need a car.
Like, bro, like, yeah.
Hilarious, dude.
Oh, because they turn into the shopping cart home?
Yeah, that was like new technology from stealing that shit, dude.
Yep.
That's like anti-theft right there. I need that in my car, bro. Again,
strongman shit, competition shit, dude. Trying to yank
girl,
that fucking cart.
That for you.
Which Food for Less you worked at?
The one off of Jefferson and what is that? Normandy or what the fuck? Oh, Western. Jefferson and Normandy. Western.
Yeah. I used to have a bit. I said, at Food for Less, you don't need membership. They jump you in.
Fuck yeah, dog.
That's the only place where they got 9 different types of Fantas.
Yeah, dude.
People like it. You can buy a 64-ounce of soda and Mexican soap.
The powder one.
How was that one you went to? Like, a bunch of Mexicans?
Everybody? When I worked there, it was a gang of black people, like, for sure.
Mexicans fucking took over,
up in
huh?
There. Yeah.
They took over South LA. Bro.
Yeah, man.
La Vallarta, the competition.
He said Flaming Hot Fanta. Flaming
Hot Fanta. They got fucking tamarindo flavored vodka.
They do, dog.
The Lucas flavor.
Lucas, yeah. Oh, man, God, dude. Gee.
That's funny, man. You go there and you realize, okay, Kool-Aid does have competition.
Yeah.
Zucar. Not sugar, Zucar. With a Z.
The powder one, Zucar.
It's like catsup. Remember catsup?
Yeah. Catsup ketchup.
Yeah, public school ketchup.
Catsup.
Did you know that ketchup originally used to be white?
What's up with that?
White sauce.
Nuts.
What?
That's crazy, though.
Yay.
It wasn't until, I think, I don't know, like when they went to Hawaii or they went to China or somewhere and they saw the purple sauce. And everybody liked it. They brought it back and they just made it. They tried to copy it, but they made it red.
I remember when they were trying to make the green fucking ketchup, like in the late 90s.
That sounds good.
It was not bad, you know?
Who had it, dude?
It was Heinz, they did it, and then also Burger King used to have it.
It tastes exactly like ketchup.
It tastes the same thing, but they're kind of trying to be like the whole. Because the 90s, the goo, Nickelodeon.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Like green tomato ketchup.
Remember Clear Pepsi, bro?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Crystal.
Pepsi Clear.
Did you ever drink it?
No.
I did, bro.
How was it?
It's good.
It's like Sprite and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like a clear Coke.
Ugh.
How about those when they brought those black buns at Carl's Jr.?
I didn't try those. Burger King.
Is that good?
It was. That's like a gourmet burger shit, right?
It was pumpernickel. Yeah. Bread. It was the same bread as the Cheesecake Factory, but they made it black and they put it on hamburgers. But it was Carl's Jr., right?
It was Burger King.
Burger King?
Mm. But dude, that fucking
bread. Who had the black buns?
I want to say BK, bro.
Was it Burger King? All
right. Because that was like gourmet shit, right?
Burger King is always the ones that try the weirdest shit. And they fucking...
Taco Bell, bro.
Taco Bell too, yeah?
Well...
Hey, bro, they like a Taco Bell be going crazy, man.
They do. So
they'll taco, man. They have the fucking taco burger now. All they do is put all the taco flavoring on a bun.
Why was I like, yo, that shit sound lit.
It is lit. It sounds delicious, bro. It's basically a fucking sloppy joe with cumin.
Del Taco's bomb.
Del Taco's good. I like the French fries, bro. The shitty ass fucking.
Shit, we're talking about food already. Who got the munchies?
Foodies.
Hey, bro, remember when we thought the Del Scorcho sauce was the hottest shit on earth? Yo, nigga, don't get that black packet. Hey, you gotta be ready, bro. It's like being on Hot Ones in the 90s, though.
That's
like,
the one. Yeah.
Because which is the hottest one that they have? Because
Del Scorcho's
the hottest one. Del Scorcho.
Because they have Devil, like, what's that?
Devil Fire.
Yeah, fire, bro. That's
hot. Chipotle.
And then the black packet.
Those scorch. Yeah, that's the one that you give your mother-in-law. You know, like, fucking die, bitch.
You're going to choke on this. Choke you on fucking this. Weasel.
And remember,
weasel.
You were at the Munchies, you ordered all these burritos and tacos, and then you show up, you forgot to order sauce, too.
Oh, my God. The sauce ain't enough inside the burritos. They be getting dry, dog.
Then about Taco Bell, you order like fucking 30 burritos, it still doesn't come out to $20. You're like, fuck, dude.
Bro, during COVID, Taco Bell couldn't. They were putting their own amount of sauce on their Taco Bell.
Just because they didn't have enough or what?
Because they were not ready. They didn't know how to do it, right? Because they were delivering finally. But because I remember going to Taco Bell, bro, and just getting handfuls, bro.
Oh, sausage. Yeah, fuck yeah. A handful of each flavor, dog. Taco Bell's bomb too, dog.
Dude, McDonald's, if you don't ask them for fucking ketchup, they won't give you fucking ketchup.
Yeah, they get a little shady over there.
It's always the ones that are like owned by somebody, not like to the big franchise. Yeah, McDonald's, they'll hook you up. But I have noticed that shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, fool? I guess it was a podcast festival in Texas somewhere. I ran into those guys that, you know that Dollar podcast?
Yeah.
They do it in Spanish. These three guys, they do it. They translate the Dollar podcast. That's an all things comedy. And the other podcast is here on All Things Comedy, too. It's in completely Spanish.
Las Leyendas? I forgot.
They translate. Well, I was on an episode of them, right? And they were going back to Juarez, Mexico, where they're from. And we're talking about Carlos Vallarta, the comedian from Mexico, how much he loved Taco Bell. And they're from Mexico, right? And they were there in the capital of good tacos. They say that shit's good.
Taco Bell. People shit, like it.
Because people, some Mexicans might say, fuck Taco Bell, sell out. Bro, you got to forget that. It was invented here in America. It's a Mexican-American staple.
It's its own thing, bro. You can't compare it to
Taco Bell?
Yeah, you can't compare it to Mexican tacos. Like,
can I say something, man?
Go for it,
dog. You ever been to Tijuana?
Hell yeah!
Oh, I forgot what podcast.
Yeah, we were doing stand-up comedy there every month.
Those tacos are bomb, dude.
The best.
So, I think our tacos in California are better than those tacos over there.
Really? You're about to get jumped, yeah.
I beg to differ.
I think the asada over there is a little too tough.
You know, but
what's fun did he go to?
Toby Hicks right here, right?
But they do make up in other meats out there. Other meats are better than other meats out here. You're saying, you know?
Catsoup. I'm black. Catsoup. I'm black, so I always get that asada.
They're about to give you cat.
Maybe it's like asada. A street corner spot. You know what I mean?
No, it was right in front of the brothel.
I understand that.
Oh, yeah, that's why, bro. You can't eat right there.
Right in front of Hong Kong, bro.
You can't eat right
that's where
right
I went,
there,
bro.
Those are like dog tacos, bro.
You probably got to, like,
oh, yeah, bro.
You got to be. You probably got to those tacos, the carne asada ones, right before the exchange, you know? So you got all scrape.
Oh.
You know, like, when you get, like, you know, like, when you get there, like, there's a big-ass line, so that motherfucker's, like, he's cooking real fast. So he's serving, like, warm, fresh shit. But then after a while, it slows down, and then all that meat that was on top starts falling down. That's what you got.
But he said, man, great. They fed you damn prostitute.
I don't think that's a spot to eat tacos right there.
In front of Hong Kong.
That's not known for
how was Hong Kong?
Dude, I know where he went.
Turned the fuck up.
He walked out of the Revolution and he probably made a left and there's a little man right outside, right?
Yeah.
And, oh, man, that place is good, dog. That fool sells cups of carne asada with beans and rice.
What? You can get a cup?
Yeah.
It's like a taco in a cup. It's like Wendy's chili cup.
Yeah, man.
With a finger too.
They put the beans with the water, like the stewed beans, and then they add the rice, whatever the condiments, carne asada, and they stir it in a little cup.
That's
and you eat it on the side with some tortillas.
Is that for like winter?
No, dude, they had it right there. You just didn't order it.
Fire!
Oh, wow!
It's like a lap dance.
What's it called?
Bowl.
I don't know, man. Taco bowl.
Meat cup.
A taco cup.
Taco cup.
A burrito cup.
Yo.
Let's go right now, bro.
Yeah, but other sweet. I think they make their sweet bread with pure lard, right?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, bro, they're backfiring like a car last time we were over there, bro.
Damn, bro. That sounds like some orphanage shit. It's what they feed the Mexican orphanage.
Just like... heavy ass food, bro.
Like from
that's funny, man. Like how a person, you go over there like from America, and you come over here, bro. There's like all the lights from the streets are like this.
Yeah, yeah. They got rustic lights like on accident, you know.
Bumpy ass road.
Yeah.
But there's a line for Mexican bread.
Yeah.
Dude, like around the corner, dog.
Mexican bread?
Yeah.
Like the sweet bread. Shit with the pink shit on top?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
With the sprinkles for no fucking reason on that bitch.
Just diabetes, bro.
And no matter what flavor you get, it's going to taste the same.
Yeah, it is.
Why does chocolate taste like vanilla, bro?
They call it pan dulce, but really not that sweet, bro. Not like over here compared to a cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll. You taste it in your teeth.
Yeah. Hey, yo, remember Cinnabon?
Ooh.
Is that shit still popping
out
here?
Still popping, yeah.
At the mall, right?
You got to go to the mall.
It's popping, man. But, you know, man, like, I see more people eating that shit in airports because no one's around, you know? Nobody's around to see him looking fat.
This might be my last Cinnabon.
Yeah. I fucked up. I was at the airport once with Joy Diaz and the late Marilyn Martinez. Yeah, that's it, bro. And she treated us to she treated us to any cinnamon roll. So I said, man, give me the cinnamon roll. And I got the one with the walnuts.
That's good.
That's the bombest one,
it was
bro.
Warm,
you get
bro.
Some nutrients mm-hmm. with those walnuts, bro.
Mad comfort food.
See, that shit's good. Like, you can only eat one roll because after that, it's too slow.
You could, eh?
It's fucking crumbs and shit, fucking frosting flying, huh?
We went to this place in fucking massacre. Dallas, and this guy had a fucking Cinnabon for fucking breakfast, bro. Like,
what?
Huge, remember? What the fuck was that?
Essentially a muffin with some frosting on it.
Yeah.
What did he call those?
What are they? Mama Kiki.
Sticky buns.
That was his breakfast,
sticky
bro.
Buns, look it up. It's a Chicago thing.
It was really good, but it's good. Also like, God damn, bro.
You got to take a nap after
I never
this
thought
show,
I, it's sweeter than a pecan pie.
It just really? That neighborhood of sweetness, dude.
How the fuck are you supposed to do work after that shit, bro? Like, after
nothing.
Hey, the guy we were eating with, he's the old man. Like six. He's like the manager of the Addison Improv and the Houston Improv. There it is right there. That's it.
Is that sticky bun? Shit.
The one to the left
that's
full
like
of
monkey
almonds.
Bread, right?
Yeah.
Like
sticky bun.
The guy's shorter than you, bro. He ate a big fat one with coffee.
I remember that shit. You can't fucking...
Bro, remember coffee cake?
Yeah,
the public
bro.
School coffee cake?
The best, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
There's a girl on my Instagram that gave me the recipe, bro. The original recipe.
For the public school coffee cake?
They were passing it around on Instagram.
Yo, can you DM it?
I'll get it for
shit?
You. I'll get it for you. Dude, when I saw the cakes, I said, no way. I said, no, that's from Allen Unified School District. She goes, yeah. She goes, how did you make it? Then she sent me she sent me the recipe and a picture that she was all old and shit, like fucking,
like the Constitution.
Like in the Jones Foundation.
like a treasure
there
map.
There it is right there.
Let me see that shit.
They say it's easy to make, bro.
There's a recipe right there.
That's the public school coffee cake. They used to come in a little plastic.
Yeah,
bitch.
That's the one on top of two. That's the one right there. Yeah.
A little taller.
There's a recipe right there.
Damn.
Because they made two kinds. They made that one and the one with nuts.
They had carrots in a little bit of carrots up in that shit. Yeah, I remember
I
that.
I used to open a little package, bro, and just smash it, dog.
Yeah.
There's a vegan bakery that actually makes them, and they actually taste pretty good.
A vegan coffee cake?
No, but it's actually pretty good. Yeah.
Which one, dog?
We had them. Somebody sent them, dude.
Yeah, right there in the vegan fucking Chinese place. Where the fuck is it going? Pots and Walks, but then also that company that sells it. My Vegan Friend.
Yeah. My vegan friend, of that fat fool. All right. What's up, fool? That's the homie, man. I went to his house to pick up tamales one time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, my vegan friend. So they sell to restaurants, but they also sell from their house. One time I was drunk with my girl, and I was like, we were driving right there by Bell. I was like, we got to fucking stop by. Like, it was in the morning. I wanted to just knock at their fucking door and buy fucking sweets, dude.
What's up, fool? Shout out to Willie Barcena. He was on the George Lopez podcast.
Yeah, dropping the tea on that podcast.
Yeah, man. And they started talking about the stuff that were... Also, coming soon, Butch Escobar and Felipe Esparza. We have a podcast, a new podcast. You are on number 402 on this podcast, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
402. And starting on another podcast with Butch. So we already shot 6 episodes.
Hell yeah.
It's all about comedy. The first 6 episodes, it's called History for Fools. And in this the 6th episode will be all about stand-up comedy, as much history we could remember about the 1920s. Comedian who used to do blackface. I didn't know that even black comedian will wear blackface to perform, because they wouldn't let a regular black man perform unless he was blackface. It's fucking nuts, right? About the hook, when somebody did it with bombing, they really get a hook and yank that motherfucker out, or a hoop and yank him out. Also, that's we'll talk about the history of Native comedians on the podcast, female comedians, and the history of Mexican-American comedy shows on television, beginning with Comedy Compadres, all the way to Stand Up Revolution. We talk about that. Okay, what's up, Food Podcast? Here with Jamar Neighbors. I'm a big fan, bro. When I recognize you every time I saw you on something, I'm like fucking... I'm like fucking Leonardo DiCaprio with my drink. Oh! That's the fool from Rose Battle I like, right next to the Samoan guy. Yeah. I love that Samoan guy, bro. He's fucking funny. Every time I go to the fucking comedy store, if he's working the door, I slap him and take care of him.
Bro, you got to judge that shit one day, though.
Well, yeah.
Pull up on a Tuesday, man, and judge that shit.
I don't know, man, because I'm the kind of guy, bro, I remember roasting people back in the days, just walking up to people and then making fun of them, and I felt bad afterwards. Like, oh, man. Oh,
man.
Why did I make fun of his teeth? He's running in front of his mom. You're a real roaster, huh? Like, you're from the hood, bro, like South Central. So you're like already thinking about it, huh? Because you got to know what they're going to say about you before you get there, huh?
Yeah, I was ugly as fuck, so I had a gang of shit you could talk to me about. So I was up here like,
fool.
So I was up like, all right. So I was up like, yo, you better be strapped up. But my whole, I was like, you got to be strapped up. I was like, if they shoot 10 at you, you got to shoot 20. You know what I'm saying? So it was like that. And my whole family would talk about like you too. So it's like, yep.
The worst when your family roasts you and everybody laughs, and you have no comeback but crying.
They get personal, too.
They know everything, dog. Like,
that's why you pee in the bed.
The best roast is when your dad, bro, when your brother got mad at him.
Which one?
When your brother was trying to fix something, and you go, fuck, you have bad teeth or something like that?
Fuck, I don't know. I remember, there's so many, dude. Like, my dad bought us bikes and shit, and he's all, you know how hard I had to work for those bikes? And my brother just turned around and said, your dad's out there sucking dick for bikes. But he was always he was crazy, bro.
Ain't nothing like
me too, bro. People used to fuck me up growing up because I guess my voice is different from everybody else's. So everybody would, as soon as I'll be coming up with good ones on people, right? Like hardcore, like man, dog, like, fuck. This guy, and then my mom worked. It was tough for me because my mom worked at the elementary school too. Dog. So kids growing up got to see my mom at the nurse. They'll be like, what's up with your mom selling bandages and shit?
Yeah.
Or your mom drove an ambulance or shit like that. How could your brother be sick? Your mom be a nurse. Hard shit, dog.
That's hilarious, dude.
But then I knew a guy, bro. His name was Chris. And that fool, had a brother that was cerebral palsy, but you know, they didn't take care of him, bro. They just sent him to school and that's it, dog.
Got nothing. That chick.
So that fool be in the back, bro, with a water hose, and he'll cross his legs Indian style and lay to the side, and he'll be with a water hose just spinning it, bro. And I said, what's up with Rodeo Raymond back there, homie? And everybody goes, ah! That fool runs, and then he comes back with some other shit. Start banging on my dad. How about when your dad answers the doors with his underwear and shit? Something like that.
Yeah, kids are ruthless, bro.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Bro, I remember being in school and like talking about, like, I used to do shit like talk about the perfect person. You're like the baddest chick or whatever who thought that she was too good for you. Like, I could break her down. Like, verbally and shit. Like, I remember this one chick, she was fine as fuck, but she had freckles.
Yeah.
So I was up there like, I was like, you all right? I said, but if they connect the freckles on your face, you'll be a better looking bitch, right? You know, something like connect the dots and all that shit, whatever. And I was like, maybe I'll take you to prom. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Like, that shit used to make her fucking feel bad, dog. Cause I don't know.
That's how you fucking make that them combo, date, bro. Dude. Yeah, fucking. Damn.
Talk
dude.
About the perfect person. The shit.
You get expected, bro.
That's crazy.
I remember, man, like roasting somebody. And then somebody passed it by and you roast him on the side for extra credit, bro.
For extra credit.
Side quest. Side quest.
Oh, you start banging the fool that's laughing the hardest. He's laughing because he's happy to fucking you up. Ah! Hold up. What's up with the fool with rusty ass teeth and shit?
God, dude.
Spitting out tamarindo all day.
You can get anybody, dog.
Sounds like you guys are fucking professional as roasters, dude.
Well, you wouldn't do that shit? Like, you wouldn't like that?
Not, dude. There's people would talk shit. We talk shit, but it just wasn't like that hardcore, you know.
Fucking, you guys were nice roasters.
We were nice roasters, you know. Like, hey, but that seems insane. Just fucking talking shit.
But
like
the
that.
Brutal shit is the funniest, though.
Yeah, I remember. It was bad, bro. Yeah, man.
See, I had a cousin. I had a cousin who was older than me, like 3 years older than me. He used to live in the house with me, and he was way funnier than me, smarter. Look better, all kind of shit. And I heard that shit for 18 years, bro. So I would go to the school and take what he did to me out on everybody else. So I was like top notch, like roasting the whole class at once. Like, and killing the motherfuckers, like.
But there's always the motherfucker with, like, dirty ass shoes that's fucking everybody up, dog.
Fuck you up.
Yeah, the guy with dirty ass shoes.
And then if you, like, also, too, like, you know you're a good roaster, too, when you fuck somebody up so hard that, like, they give them a nickname from that fucking session, bro.
I'd be in the corner, they'd be like, why ain't nobody talking about this ugly ass nigga? I'd be like, don't say nothing to that nigga.
That's the worst, bro, when you're making fun of somebody from the stage and you give them a nickname and then you see the people again with at the show, they start calling him that nickname, but you already forgot.
Shit, they made a t-shirt and shit, dog.
Merchandise.
Oh,
bro.
Shit. Speaking of t-shirts, when Willie Barcena was on the fucking George Lopez show. Uh-huh. They show that photo of him with the glasses.
Oh, the old school one?
So open season, bro. We can wear it now.
Fuck, dude. He got it back.
You know who Willie Barcena is?
Mm-mm. I heard of his name, though.
Yeah, he's a friend of ours.
Like, old school comic.
You know how, have you heard that story of Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, and Jay Moore?
Uh-uh.
Well, anyways, he's our Jay Moore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like kind of like
what does that mean?
Well, I don't want to talk about it, but I didn't know nothing about this, but I went to Bobby Lee's podcast, and Bert Kreischer is talking about Jay Moore, and how Jay Moore took him on the road and took Tom Segura on the road, but he was like this: "Hey man, I'm the boss here, right?" You know that type of comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, Willie Barcena was that type of person to us.
But we
love that guy now, though. So. Yeah, so you know,
tough love.
Comedian you come up with, whether it's always either gonna be a nice guy or a bully. We had a bully.
Tough love, because I remember one time I was in the hotel room. I was like, "Fuck, this is so cool, dude!" And then he came in. How come you're not writing jokes? You're just watching TV. This isn't a vacation. He left. He left, and I just pulled my notebooks out, like pretend I was doing shit. So when the next time he comes in, like my dad, bro.
Damn,
do my homework.
Yeah. Oh shit, dude!
Who did you come up with? Older comic.
The people who were before me were like
who took you on the road.
Nobody ever took me on the road. Well, nobody really took me on the road, bro. Maybe like Shane Gillis and like all them, but those are like my class. But like older comics, like nobody ever really took me on the road.
That's
like
funny,
that.
Man. I saw you there.
Daniel Tosh took me on the road.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Do you remember there when Eddie Griffin was pretty buzzed on stage and on fucking on outside, and he was talking shit to a lot of comedians
at the comedy store?
Except us. We're just behind him, all young comedians going, yeah. He was talking about how Nobody took their little N-word on the road. Cause motherfucker was too funny. And it was true, right? And then
who was he talking about?
Everybody. He was naming names. But he said the only person that took him on the road was the Dice Man. And when the Dice Man showed up, bro, gave him a high, I think he took him off the stage.
Have a good night, Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah, I used
I
to
saw hear. That fool do 4 hours one time right before me.
Who?
Eddie Griffin.
Damn.
Was he dope? I never seen him live, but he was my favorite comic. I mean, funny one of my favorite comics watching. Right.
He would do 4 hours at a time, and then come back the next day 2 hours, and it'll be all different. And then he'll probably forget all about it.
It was funny, though, the whole 4 hours?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Damn, that's insane, bro.
But that's sitting dope. Down on a stool, bro, with a little cup of whatever it was drinking and like this. And then this spitting out jokes. Even his, the guy that opens up for him, they used to open up for him, Paul Farmer. What they call
Freeze
him?
Love?
Freeze Love, yeah.
Oh, I know. I have
Freeze
heard
Love?
Of him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was funny too, bro.
Freeze Love's funny as fuck.
When he opened up for Charlie Murphy at that one show, killed it. Yeah, I was like, how is Charlie Murphy going to follow this?
Damn.
But
dude.
He did, bro. He got a standing ovation. That was the Acid Trip tour.
That's great. Do you remember Jamar, like when Gerard was popping? And I remember, like, in the open mics, we would do it, and then, like, all these, like, white guys in suits would come to watch the open mics,
and we're
all like, this fucking do our best.
This is our chance.
But once Gerard got off, they all fucking left.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Let's switch
dude.
It back to Jamar, though.
No, but that was a funny story from, like.
That was true, though. It's like, Gerard was the popping guy or whatever.
At the open mics.
But we all went up before him. I appreciate that he did that for us because he would go up last and shit like that because he knew Suits was coming to see him. But he wanted us to get seen too or whatever. And
trust me, I've been there and they ain't seeing you guys.
Hell no, they don't give a fuck about you.
They're talking and yapping and high-fiving each other outside. And then when Jamar goes up, everybody rushes back in.
Yep.
Yeah.
They didn't give a fuck about
us. But it's funny how you don't know, man. You try to be like, hey, man, let me go up now.
We're all young.
Yeah, right.
Let me go up now. Bro, what time, what's his name?
Let me go up now.
That dude, something Jones, the performer, the producer. Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones?
Yeah, Quincy Jones.
Musician.
Musician. He came into the room. And this comedian went up on stage. He goes, let me go up. And he started doing a Michael Jackson impersonation in front of him.
Like, dude.
He hung up with a real Michael Jackson.
Yeah, didn't he produce his records and shit?
Why wouldn't he see an impersonation?
Yeah, right.
Maybe they'll hire me. You ever bomb in front of celebrities? Like, well, you thought you were gonna kill it?
Hell yeah.
How that shit feel?
Bro, I remember.
Rip your 8x10.
Doing Mo Better Monday. And, Yeesh. Like my style is already awkward for anybody or whatever. So 50 Cent was in the back. So I was up there. I was doing my little, you know, left-handed awkward shit or whatever. And then nobody was laughing. I said, and I was looking, I was like, damn it. And I said, I'll never get on Power Now. And I was like, 50 Cent, fuck them niggas. They just trying to show off in front of you. And I was like, you think I'm funny, right? And then he was just in the back like. That shit was crazy. I don't know. But I remember bombing in front of 50 Cent.
That was D-Ray's night, right?
Yeah, D-Ray's night. That shit wasn't too long ago. That was like 2 years ago. He was up there like.
Don't look at me,
motherfucker. Take a sip of his ginger beer.
You would have someone who's a big fan to bring 5 people to see you, but that's the day you bomb.
Oh, boy. I remember on MySpace.
Not only did you fucking bomb, you broke up a friendship, bro.
I'm never gonna talk to you
my
again.
My comedy has broken up friendships, homie. So if you're a fan of me, don't be bringing no new friends to my show before you warn them and shit. This motherfucker's hit or miss.
It always happens that way. Then they come to see you though.
Or Jamar or somebody loved you at some show at the Ha Ha or somewhere. You know, or at the fucking Flappers, not at the main, not at the other places.
Yeah.
They saw you kill there. And then hire your ass and you bomb. That happened to me, dog. I bombed at their house. And I had to walk around, follow the guy around the house for my money. Yeah, like he wouldn't go take a shit while I was shitting, bro.
I'm not ready to pay you yet.
It was bad, dog, that the other comedian bombed too. And then, yeah.
Was it because you set the awkward tone, or was he just bad?
No, we were all bad. They were not ready for comedy. And, yeah, man. They were all, you know, fucking back then, when you're young in comedy, you have all the excuses about why you bomb. Yeah, they were all they were all Cubans, huh? They were rich, huh?
And you heard a bomb in front of like a fine girl that you brought?
Oh, man.
She took out with a headliner, bro.
I never see her there again.
Some people came out to watch me at John Lovitz, and parking was fucking expensive there, dude. They were fucking mad I bombed, dude. They brought friends, the same thing, and they didn't talk to me after.
Like, you're bombing in front of family?
Man, you were like killed, but your lady thought someone else killed too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I said, drop me off right here. Yeah.
I'm going to the after party. What do you mean after party? What the fuck, bitch?
What after party?
Oh, never mind.
We're going to Ron White's house.
We are all going. Damn, that's just tough.
I went to my bond so bad, I waited inside the car until the other, because I came with another comic. And I'm like, I'm waiting in the car, bro. Fuck this shit, dude.
That's the worst. When you killed and you're the guy who drove you bomb hard.
Yeah.
You listen to his tape on the way home.
You're like,
man, I just crashed the car already, bro.
Hey, bro, I was there. You can't say shit like that. I don't know how people are now, man, but people, when I was doing comedy, if you bomb, they'll remind you of it, man. I remember this guy was bombing at the Latino night at the Laugh Factory. And his two other comedians were talking on his tape recorder. Oh, mo. Why you wouldn't even go up, bro? Oh, here comes another one. Quit. And another one.
And another one.
Somebody be filming their set. And they, in the middle of it, they be bombing. Like, hey, man, you want me to cut it off?
That's funny, bro. You get heckled with that shit.
Oh, dude, imagine. Dude.
Oh, no.
Imagine, bro, some fucking cholo heckled you. Stop the tape, baby. Oh, man. But the worst is encouraging heckling.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean?
You need help.
All right.
My time, this comedian was bombing at the Knights of Columbus. And this black lady, like, she looked around and she said, "Somebody help him."
Throw him a lifeline.
You ever do the J spot?
Yeah, I do.
What happened?
I bombed.
Watch out now.
I bombed on my night, Cinco de Mayo, bro. I don't know how the fuck that happened.
You can't be going up there with theories, brother.
Oh my God, dude.
Bro, I remember the Lakers. This is LA, right? So the Lakers had just lost the championship.
Oh, they ain't no comedy that night, bro.
They're not in the mood, bro.
And they was showing that shit. And then I was the first. Memphis Will brought me up. And I was the first comic up.
Memphis Will.
I was the first comic up. And I was like, hey. Hey. The homies there and everything. I fucking bombed so goddamn hard, bro. And then so I bombed so hard. The homies in the car and I was driving. And it was like, you good? And I was like, and I almost crashed the car and shit. It was like, damn, man. Watch where the fuck you going. You still thinking about that set. I was like, oh, man. I need an alignment. That's what I need.
Of life.
Oh, my God, bro.
I bombed on Cinco de Mayo and I was like the only Mexican comic on the lineup. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I let my people down, bro.
I remember going there with a couple Latino comics and one bombed. And J. Anthony Brown goes up to him and says, you can't be going up there with theories, young brother.
You forget that they've done that. They've been where we're at that point. You're like, oh, he's got premises. He's like,
J-Spot was hard. Family Room was hard, but that was fun too.
I might
too,
have been
dude.
Hard for you, you know? Not fucking around.
Yeah, the Family Room was actually, J-Spot was harder and shit. When an old black lady be at the like, it's okay, baby. Like, shut up, bitch.
Let's switch it up real quick.
But thank you. Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, my God, bro.
How about bombing and then the host has to roast you to get the crowd back?
That's happened to Memphis Will and me. He called me so many monkeys. I never knew that there were that many kind of monkeys, nigga.
That's the worst,
oh, my
man.
God.
That's like sacrificing yourself right there when you're like,
yeah, bro.
Roast me to save the show, dude.
It was for the betterment of the show. He had to save the show.
You
the
fucked
Lakers
it up, dude. They got to patch it up with your blood, bro. Dude, because it can also get like those, the bomb can just get nastier and nastier, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. So,
where it's like pathetic, lighting, huh? Bro. Like, it'd be like,
you think when you're bombing, It's like you keep going or you keep bombing more.
Sweating more.
It's the ignition's getting bigger.
Yeah,
huh?
You start feeling hot as fuck. Like you're in a sauna, bro. Like,
sweating. How do you take it? Like, I get mad and I just curse out the whole audience nowadays. Like, how do you take it? Like, now? Like, if you're
now? Real. Oh, man. Now it's all mental, man, in my head. But before, I would just tell the audience, like, if I know I was funny this tonight, even though the crowd was loud and not paying attention, but I had four people there, but you still bomb, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's not the killer show that you wanted.
It's not the killer show. 45 motherfuckers thought you sucked dick, you know, but five loved you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, man, tonight, I did my job, you know? Tonight, you guys failed as an audience.
Yeah.
You guys are not ready for a bringer show.
Yeah.
You guys are not even ready to be charged to get into a comedy show.
Fucking test audience, huh?
Test audience. Damn, dude.
Or how about when you're already bombing and then somebody yells that at some stupid shit at a bar, open up the pool tables already.
Yeah, dude.
Turn on the TVs.
Oh, damn.
Turn on the TVs. Karaoke night.
Yeah, dude, because I remember we used to do a show in Bell Gardens or Bellflower, and people will go there for fucking karaoke.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Mandabala Inn?
I think it was, and then people were just fucking waiting to fucking sing their songs because they just got off work and fucking just.
You're the last comedian. You're about to get off, and they're passing out karaoke books already.
The disrespect.
That's LA comedy right there, man.
Yeah, bar shows and shit.
It's
man.
Fire, though.
I was jumping out when people say he does crowd work, but I never seen you do crowd work at places like this.
Yeah. It's kind of impossible. Dude. It's not the, like... I always felt bad, like, bombing at a bar show that I couldn't, like, fucking figure out to get, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different show.
You see somebody else go up there right after you and work the room like magic.
Yeah, you're like, what the...
Like, party, bro. Like, what the fuck? I said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
They just hated me.
Yeah, it's more personal there, I think.
What? I remember bombing. Like, sometimes I'll bomb, but then, like, people try to heckle me. Then I'll shut down the heckler, like, real hardcore, but my material is still ass. So it's like, well, damn, if I say something to him, he gonna shut us down. Like, we just gotta sit here like this, like, awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that's what... Sometimes, on my show, like, 20 minutes in, somebody's, like, heckling, but... And they're happy heckles, you know, like, oh, yeah, it happened to me. Yeah.
They think they're proving the show.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
We got to help them.
You know, and fuck you, totally relatable, eh? And but you want to fuck him up, and everybody waiting for you to fuck him up. But I know it, whatever I say, I won't be able to follow it for the next 20 minutes. It's going to be all on him.
Yeah.
Or fucking with the whole audience for the whole night.
You made it part of the show now.
So I don't do that. I just stick to the material. And then when I get the light, all right, motherfucker.
Yeah, let's go. Gloves off. Have you ever did that, though?
Yeah. Like, I lost the audience. Yeah, fuck yeah. The first 5 minutes, bro, the next 40 sucked.
Yeah. Do you try to dig yourself deeper into the hole? Like, man, fuck it. We already in hell.
Yeah.
Like, man, I remember going up after the guy heckled everybody. He goes, I hope you don't heckle me, man, because I'm going to just grab the microphone and shove it up your ass right now.
Yeah.
And then nobody, no laughs after that. And no heckles either.
Damn.
Yeah, I wasn't even funny, bro. Like, I was serious.
I saw one where
Joey Medina said, I'm going to get up right now. I'm going to go fuck that guy up. And I thought he was playing, but he really walked up and ran up to the guy to try to fuck him up. And I had to stop the show.
Did he fight him or no?
No, I stopped it.
But see, that's when it gets all like personal and the show gets fucked. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man.
What are you gonna do, bro?
I fucked up hecklers by being honest, and I said like, I said this guy was saying bad stuff, and I said, bro, what are you doing that for, bro? If you only knew how much that really hurts my feelings right now.
Yeah.
Then the crowd started laughing, bro. Cause I get them back with, you know, with real, with funny, real shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I have to go home, you know, I got to go home, you know, and do coke now.
Because that being hostile doesn't work, dude.
Fuck.
Sometimes
no,
them hecklers be hurting the fuck out of your feelings.
Yeah.
Sometimes the comment section be hurting your feelings. You ever been in the comment section? Like, oh, damn.
Right. I read the comments. Somebody said.
Comments right here, right now.
Somebody said my teeth are so big it looks like fucking hotel pillows, bro. I'm like, and I'm going to use that.
What's your sleep number pillow, bro?
Fucking Mr. Pillow guy over here, bro.
Some funny, some really funny ones. I'm like, I got to use that, bro.
Let me see. That is a thick.
So if you bite somebody, bro, you're not biting them, bro. You get into a pillow fight.
Mr. Softy,
that's
though.
Hilarious, dude. Bombing stores are great. Where's the roasting? People are slow today. Come on, guys. Roast.
You, how far did you get on roast battle?
So I did season 3, and then I lost to Yamanika or whatever. But at that time, I was the champion in L.A., though. So I had like beat the champion or whatever, and then I lost to her, and then I did a roast battle maybe like 2 weeks later, and then I had lost to the guy next because I had already made it on TV, so I was like, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit no more. I was like, I ain't gotta write it, you know, the prize is getting on TV and shit. I lost a roast battle to George Perez.
Oh yeah,
at a Dave Chappelle show.
Oh, Club Bahia, no?
Yeah. I lost to him in front of like a gang of fucking Mexicans and shit, bro.
God, dude.
Yeah, that nigga fucked me up. That's funny, bro.
How did roast battle start? It started because of Jerry Levin or. It was like two comics were about to fight, but then Brian Moses was like, let's fucking.
Yeah, instead of fighting, like go on stage and then talk about each other for like five jokes each or some shit like that. And then like every week they start doing that shit or whatever. And I didn't like the bag. I just wanted to sit on the side and just antagonize.
And then
shit.
You, Willie, and Jeremiah started doing the wave,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, started doing the wave.
I remember
shit.
That, yeah.
That shit got more and more ridiculous each and every single fucking week, bro. Because like, we was just like the hype man kind of sort of. And that shit got, we start bringing out costumes and shit, fire, all kind of shit, bro. And we became like the show a little bit. Like
your lights
know.
On. You think of white comedians, I always feel like white comedians, like they cannot roast anybody without getting racist right away.
Bro, yeah,
like, I feel like if you're in a real roast battle, there's no way I'm gonna let a white guy talk to me like that. You know what I mean? And he knows he's never gonna get to that point with me. You know, because it's gonna be all like personal, like oh look at your shoes, son, or look at your buck tooth, or where's your mom sleeping with your dad? But sometimes when they get too racist. I'm like, yeah, but in real life, he would have never won.
Yeah. And I've lost a roast battle like that, bro. I was beating the shit out of this white guy. And then he came down to one more joke, and then he had a slave joke.
Yeah.
And I was up there like, and as soon as he said that shit, I was up there like, oh, okay, you had to do that. Because it wasn't about white with me. I was just fucking him up off like whatever. And I was like, oh, slave. I was like, okay, fine. Because you know the audience going to laugh at that because they're stupid.
You know? Is it homeboy, the one that like it looks like a bully? What's his name? Fucking.
I'm not going to say who.
I knew it. I do remember losing
that shit. And I was up there like, man, this shit trash. Like, that's what y'all got to do.
That's what I was about, man. Like, most of the white community, they always get racist right away. And the audience mostly white, so they're all going to laugh.
But
if you were to like get in that roast battle, just say, at a D-Rod Davis show, like have it there.
Funny for funny.
You would not do those jokes. See, I mean, that's the difference. You know what I mean?
Funny for fun. Like they go for like hurt and mean. Yeah. I be going for like funny for funny. You ever see Roast Me? Roast Me on the ADD shit or whatever? I like that because that's not.
Bro, I saw some roast. I don't know how it is, but have you, have you ever watched the Mexican shows when they're sitting in a classroom? And they're doing bits.
They're like sketches or bits?
No, it's a Mexican show. Like it's there's a teacher and then everybody and the other students have a funny line to say.
Oh, you mean it was a Mexican show?
Way back when?
It's classroom comedy, but they
Escuelita,
do it in Spanish.
Yeah.
But that shit been around forever, bro.
Way back when.
Big
when,
yeah. But now there's one with a bunch of black fools. And
that's the one I was on.
Oh my God. That was the funniest shit I ever heard, bro.
Roast me.
This dude said,
roast me?
This motherfucker tapped his shoes, he back in the projects, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's clever shit. It's not fucking like the hacky racist shit. Yeah. You know,
But that little dude they roast on that one, bro, you gotta give him a lot of heart, dude. because he is getting beat up, bro.
Yeah. That's roast me. Don't do like this.
This is one dude, he just sits like this. And whatever he says is funny, dude.
Craig Smith.
Yes.
Craig Smith.
He has a cadence that he could say, this motherfucker ate applesauce and got sick, and everybody would laugh.
Yeah. Like, your dog is your best friend, because that's Craig Smith. Yeah. That motherfucker is the shit, man. That's the one. Yeah.
That's what white dudes was on the 51
Those white
show,
dudes would lose in that show, bro.
Yeah. You can't do no race shit like that. It's like, not that. It's just funny for funny, bro.
Yeah.
Like, whenever you see, like Frank Castillo or George Lopez or Carmen or anybody else, you know they're going to throw in a pick fruit joke. So that's how I would start the bros battle. This guy's going to do a lot of bits about my family picking fruit.
Yeah.
My family overcrowding cars.
Yeah.
But he's just an unfunny white motherfucker.
Yeah. But it's never just like head up. Like
head up, hell no. It's all written.
Yeah. But that should help my writing, though. Like doing both of them and shit, they help. Like, it was like complimentary, though. Like, I could write with the black fools or whatever, but I can go over here and be funny against these niggas.
Yeah. I was watching that show, the one that Tracy Morgan used to be on with a little spinner.
Oh, Yo Mama, or it's the old school. He went up against Monique?
No, he went up against Carlo Mencia.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
I want to say it's Snaps, but it's not.
It's not Snaps.
It came after that, right before
it's
that.
It's House of...
Chris Tucker was on that shit.
Harlem Nights or... fuck.
They did it at Uptown, right?
Uptown Comedy.
Yeah.
The Uptown Comedy Show. Yeah. And it was James Stevens III, Carlo Mencia, and another comedian. And it felt like it was the Comedy Store regulars of the early 90s against the New York comedians. Yeah. And that's when that fool said, your mother's so fat, they won't sell her a Malcolm X jacket because helicopters try to land on her back.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's heat. That's heat.
Damn, dude. That's fucking clever as shit, dude.
That's hilarious, bro.
And then Carlo Mencia was there, man. He was dressed the way I am right now with a Dodgers shirt.
Yeah.
But damn, man, think about it, bro. That's years ago. I was open micing probably, and to come full circle now, and these motherfuckers are still headlining. You can't take away that from people, man.
You know who could roast too is Ed O'Neill, Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah. Al Bundy, they had a, he was on In Living Color roasting Jamie Foxx and all these other motherfuckers and shit. Just Yo Mama jokes.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh yeah, he could back too.
You know who's Don Rickles too, man? Man, and he had no mercy, man. Like, he be banging on his fans right in front of them backstage. Bruce.
Oh, really?
He's a beast, dude.
Remember he was making fun of that lady, that security guard's shoes? And it's sad because he's making fun of her right in front of me, bro, like this. Felipe, check out sister's shoes.
Yeah.
They fuck around, got a flat. And they were like shoes with all soles all fucked up.
Yeah.
She be leaving footprints. Ugly shit. You know who's good too, man? Corey Holcomb.
Yeah, Corey Holcomb is heat.
If you're sitting with him and somebody passes by, he'll probably have the best one ever, man.
Yeah.
Like one time, his brother was leaving in his car. It was a Mercedes, but it was a Mercedes from Beverly Hills Cop days, you know. and he was a promoter of the show, and Corey Holcomb looked at everybody, and he was checking out his money when he got paid. He looked at his car, he goes, that's what I call balling.
Yeah. And he can't help but do it, too. He can't help it.
Right? I want to do it, I can't help
natural,
it.
Yeah.
I walk into a room, and I see something, and I got to call it. Like, when I was filming at the Comedy Store party, Frank Castillo, I knew all the agents there, right? Like, I know them because my ICM, you know, Chris Smith, APA. But I knew all the agents, you know, whether they're from the other ones, you know, like fucking Willem Morris. I know them because of Gabriel, and so I already knew who was there, and I knew some of the comedians. But I saw Craig Castillo talking to some agents, and then I started filming him, and I started bagging, bro. But it was funny
because
everybody was dying. And I said, look at Frank Castillo over there and shit. Somebody sign me. Sign me now. Look at here, man. He's straight up networking.
Hey, he won that. He won the season one, though, shit. He won the fuck out of that.
Yeah.
He got that white guy with a hanging on trees bit.
Ah, yeah. But that... Homeboys, we talking about though.
Yeah,
right?
That's some motherfuckers
called racist, and it's like
that's that guy that's like fucking like a Proud Boy right there, dude.
Like, if you go racist, they're gonna always win no matter what because if they were like our audience, and they could still go racist, we will win. Because man, one thing about our people, man, we love laughing at white people.
Oh yeah.
Because as soon as a black comedian, this motherfucker was born with five Karens. It's not funny in a white audience, but in our audience, motherfucker will be throwing chairs at you.
He was born with five Karens? Nigga, that's hilarious. Who said that?
I just did it right now.
They got Wiz. Like,
what's up, Fool Podcast? Show's coming up. August 26th. Nope, already passed. September 3rd, I'm going to be at Coachella, California at Spotlight 29. Show's booked already. We got Rodrigo Torres, yeah, I think. Martin Rizzo and Chris Estrada from the hit show on Hulu that's waiting for a season two. This fool. September 8th through the 11th, I'm going to be at the San Jose Improv. September 16th, Midland, Texas, Odessa at the Noel Wagner Theater. 23rd, 24th of September, I'll be in Fresno, Merced, and Visalia. October 7th, Arcata, California. If you don't know where Arcata is, it's by Humboldt, California. Yes, right, Humboldt. There'll be a lot of stuff coming back on the airport. Tickets at FelipeWorld.com/tour. What's up, fool? We got Jamar Neighbors here from the hit show on Hulu. This fool, this man, fool. We love you on that show, man.
Thank
what was it like working on that show?
Phenomenal, bro. Like, they let me do a lot of what I wanted to do, and they wrote me perfect. So that shit was fun.
My favorite episode, well, before I started watching on television, was episode 3 when you guys are all going to go beat up Devontae?
Butazos.
Yeah. And man, when they went to go grab that little fool right here from West Side Story right here.
Funny, dude.
That motherfucker stole the scene, bro.
Yeah. Bad, bro.
That was funny, bro.
Hell yeah.
Hello, dude.
I want to get a knife so he can feel it.
Spoiler alert. Stupid, and when you said, oh, man, I can't be going to there help you jump another brother, man.
Fight. I got to fight on his side.
Like, what park was that in? Was that the South Park in South
Park? Hoover Park to me.
I didn't do the park scene, so I don't know shot that shit at. But yeah, that was my funnest episode though, man. That shit
was so silly.
On God, I swear to God, I got pulled over by the cops today. I didn't get pulled over by the cops today. My car is dirty. It's just dirty. The tag's out of date. It's real fucked up. The checks ain't came in yet. Right?
Come on, fucking Hulu.
They're Hulu checks too, bro.
Disney
bro.
Checks, right?
Yeah. So I'm all like, anyway. So I saw a cop pull up in back of me, bro. And I was like, oh, shit. And I looked back. I said, hey, y'all about to pull me over, huh? And then looked over there and was like, hey, are you an actor? And I was like, yeah. He was like, are you on? And I said, a show, Hulu show? They were like, yeah. They were like, dude, keep doing your thing. With these old ass tags. These are probably 2020, bro.
Hilarious.
And
I was
like, oh, yeah, man. Tags, huh? I got away. And I was like, oh, okay. Thank you, Chris Estrada. Like,
that's right, this fool.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. So that's cool, man.
Did you audition for that part?
I did audition for the part. They wrote it for me, but I still had to get it.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
How many episodes? All of them, right?
I'm only in 4, but they're extending my part for season 2.
Are they going to have a season 2?
Am I supposed to?
Oh, you heard it here, people. Exclusive. We've been waiting for the big announcement.
So, I mean, you know, we don't know yet, but they said if there's a season 2, they'll be extending my part.
Yeah.
Was I supposed to say that shit? I don't know. I ain't signed nothing.
I mean, you're not really dealing any spoilers, you know?
It's Hulu, man.
And also, people are just waiting, like, dude, like, we want fucking season 2 already, you know?
It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes,
dude, that's
bro.
Insane, yeah, that's bro.
Yeah, dude. So that shit was fucking cool, man. Also, they got December 9th, I'm in the new house party they got coming out, too.
All right.
Yeah, oh, the reboot or the...
Yeah, the reboot
fuck
shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
And that shit was fucking
you
fun,
you play
too.
Toe Jam?
Toe Jam?
the gangster.
Nah, I wish. Initially, I went out for that part though, and they was like, "Nah, we just gonna make you a security guard."
All right.
I was like, "All right, fuck it."
You were Keanu.
Yeah.
First time I seen this fool.
Yeah,
dog.
Dude.
Movie, dog. Fucking stitches and shit. I forgot that shit. Yep.
Was that movie classic. Shot in New Orleans?
Yeah, it was shot in New Orleans. Greatest 2.5 months of my life. Oh, I'll never forget it. You know.
You're out there for 2 months?
2.5
vacationing?
Months.
Per diem and shit?
Yeah, and I had a little part too. So it was like, yeah, I didn't really got to work like that. I show up, say my two lines, and I go home for the rest of the day, go box at their local boxing gym, whatever the fuck. I'll be good.
Dude.
Like, that shit fucked. Like, it was great.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Stitches, man. That was my shit. Yeah, man.
I love that movie, man. It was hilarious.
Thank you, bro. I'm a big fan, by the way, too. I never really, like, met you, but I'm a huge fan. Like, I really, 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 like, fuck with your shit, dude.
Thank you, man.
Huge fan of you, too.
Oh, man.
You were hilarious, bro, on that show, on that movie, because everybody was serious. And I'm like, where's the comic motherfucker going to show up? And then you show up. Because you really want to fuck them up. And you were like, your character came out as, he's not bad. But he's also not good.
Yeah. He's like unpredictable.
I could root for this guy. You know? He's unpredictable. And then when you guys are singing in that car, it's hilarious.
Thank you, G. Yup. Man, I'd be thinking about that shit and I'd be like, damn, man. Because then they shot, because Jordan shot Get Out next, right?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, man, I was one movie away from being dumb famous, bro. I could have been Daniel Kaluuya. Nope. I'm just Stitches.
Still said nope.
It's all good.
You were Black Jesus? Nope.
Yeah. I was Ambro. And there's a funny story about that, bro. I was going to my chick at the time's house, 4th of July, bro. And I was showing up with surprise number, like fireworks and shit, right? And there was this kid outside. He was like 18, bro. But he was shooting fireworks by himself. I walked up to the chick house and I was like, yeah. And then I was like, hey, bro. And I said, does so-and-so live here? He was like, hey. He was like, are you in a Black Jesus? And I was like, oh, yeah. He was like, oh, hell yeah. He's like, you Ambro. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, here, nigga, take some fireworks. Nigga, leave me the fuck alone. So I fucking went up here. That's funny. I'd be forgetting about that little shit that I'd be doing. But, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's not little shit, but it's
But you love doing stand-up comedy, too, right?
Hell yeah.
I love it, too, bro. Like, sometimes I hear comics, like, they talk about, you know, especially the older ones, you know, like I worked with a lot of older comics before when I was a young comic. And one thing one of the older comics would tell me, he goes, you know why I bring you to open for me? He goes, why? Because you're still happy. Mm-hmm. You still love doing this. And sometimes I don't feel like doing it. But when I watch you, how hungry you are, it inspires me to go home and write new jokes.
Hell yeah.
Because I got to keep following you every night.
Yeah.
And that made me feel good, bro, that he told me that because I love it, bro. Like, I don't know, man. I see a microphone. All right, man. See what's up here, right?
See what we can do.
Or
here, man.
I love going over my set still.
Yeah.
My chip, you know, when I read, you know, good or bad, you know, I still have my sets. I like coming up with new shit.
Hey, so I just shot my special in, like, June. And
oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I just shot that shit in June, and it... We start editing it or whatever the fuck or whatever. It's probably going to come out either later this year or early next year. I don't know. But this is what I'm asking because you shot a bunch of specials and shit. So it's like, why do you go about, like, building that new hour? Does it take a while? Does it take a while? Like, and aren't you vulnerable as soon? Because you don't want to do that old shit. Aren't you kind of vulnerable as fuck as a comedian? Like, unfunny again?
Yes. Like, you're starting brand new again. Because when you go back on stage, first of all, you got till now, till that shit airs, to start coming up with new material.
Yep.
And once it airs, you can't do those jokes no more for a while. But you got to remember what jokes you edit out of the special, what jokes were edited out.
What jokes didn't make it, right?
There's some good-ass jokes, bro. And what jokes that didn't put you did not put in because there was not enough time, and you build with those jokes.
Yeah.
Like, you might have one joke that they took out. Oh, man, I wish I had that one in there. Or I wish I would have said it this way. Now say it this way.
Oh, okay.
And build from that.
Okay, bet.
And then do a show, like if you're headlining Thursday through Sunday, the Thursday show, if it's slow, work out all your new shit there. And then on a Sunday show, and then Friday and Saturday, give them the best of the best.
Yeah. Cause you said, oh, you got till like when you shoot it and then when it airs for you to like whatever, because you got it, because they're gonna want you to tour after that too, and you gotta have something new that they haven't saw before, right?
Yeah,
right.
Or they will come back and tell you,
yeah,
that's like, the worst.
We saw that already.
Or they'll tell you something like, oh man, I'm so glad you had new stuff because I saw the last comedian that was here, your buddy. He said the same stuff from his Netflix special.
Ah, right.
But I didn't know. I know my fans, they want to hear the new shit. But then I have fans
that want to hear the old stuff.
Yelling out old shit. But that's just a little bit of people, right? What do you think?
Or sometimes...
I think once you have a fan base, dude, there is going to be that section of maybe... Whatever the fuck you do, you just, you know, do like a quarter, 50% of your old shit. The hits, the classic ones. The ones that, dude, like when those fools walk up to you and rehearse your bits in front of you.
And also maybe
you'll do them anyway?
Yeah. Because
they're fans, so you
gotta. Yeah, totally, dude.
And it's probably those people that actually brought their friends and their friends don't know who you are. And they're like, hopefully those that joke that I saw on Netflix because I want them to see too, you know?
And even if you're giving them like 45 minutes of all new shit, if you throw something, slip something in there, they notice, dude, and they're fucking, you know, you see the excitement. Dude.
Oh, so that's like the Andrew Dice Clay light. Like the nursery rhyme shit.
Hell yeah, bro. We saw him at a show where he did all new shit and the last 15 minutes with the nursery rhymes. My fucking nipples got hard. Everybody had to, bro, it felt like I was at a summer camp. All these 40-year-old men, late 30-year-old men got up and we were reciting the poems with him.
Oh,
and then we ran backstage and we got hauled. You can't come back here. But we're comedians too. Yeah. But you're the performer tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Have you ever met your biggest comedian, the comedian that you grew up watching, the one you admire, and was it a good experience meeting him or a bad one?
I'm a huge fan of comedy, so let me see.
Sometimes I say it's not good to meet your idols because they're assholes, or you might see them in a different light and it changes everything.
Or they might not be in the right mood that day, and then you're like, "Fuck, this guy too." Yeah.
When I ran up to Steven Wright, he shook my hand like this.
What? Germaphobe, bro.
Germaphobe.
Ah.
And I was saying, "Fuck that motherfucker."
I met Martin for the first time, and that was like, because that was the first comedian I ever saw in my life, bro. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, shit. I was fucked up. I was fucked up, bro. And I was like, I feel like a little bitch. Like, he got off stage and I was like, Martin. He was in the kitchen of the comedy show. I was like, Martin. I'm a comedian. He was like, oh, yeah, good job, brother, good. And I was like, I'm going up in the belly room. Can you come and watch me? And then it was like, why would you ask me? And I said, Eddie Murphy would have asked his idol. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was like, God damn it, I'm going to ask him. He was like, oh, no, brother, I got to get home to the kids. And I was like, all right. You know, but like that, yeah. So there's that.
Me, what I would do, like I would see like Paul Rodriguez come in. And I would tell the bartender, what does Paul Rodriguez drink? He goes, fucking scotch and coffee. You know, some kind of hardcore drink like that. I said, all right. And I had a drink ticket, and I didn't drink. So I would just pretend I bought the drink. I went to the bar, and I'll take it to him, like Spider from Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And I put it right there next to him, and then stand. And then he'll invite me to sit down. And then we're talking, and he'll start talking shit about all the comedians that are on stage. And it was funny, though, because it was people that he grew up with. He goes, that guy been doing those jokes for 25 years.
So is it a mind fuck? Like, do you get younger comics doing shit like that to you? And you're like, damn, I remember when I was doing this shit to so-and-so. And is it a mind fuck? Like, I'm like, damn, I'm that guy now, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that yet.
What do you mean?
you know, like those... younger comics who are like, they're fans of you now, and they're like, you're the shit to them, and they're like, fuck, man, I want to be that, and they do weird shit like that to you. Is that a mind fuck for you?
No, that haven't happened yet.
Oh, no?
No, just people show up on the road with a lot of weed, huh?
And then, the next day
they tell their comedian. And then they go, all right, I like your style, bro. You didn't scare me off by telling me you're a comedian. You told me the next day. End up being a good friend, and somebody we hang out with on the road, and sometimes he does a guest spot, so he quits comedy for a year. They ended up being good friends, these guys that we met on the road.
Yeah.
A lot of good like Brian Figueroa, shout out to him in Philadelphia.
This one time, dude, we're up north, remember Napa? And this fucking, I guess he posted a story where we're eating at this one burger spot, Nations, right? And this kid was going on his way to his fucking job interview. He showed up to the restaurant, and he fucking missed his job interview and just ended up talking to Felipe. He was like, I want to be a comedian.
What?
Remember that
food? And that food going to make it. I didn't be the fools that make it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, that was crazy because he was just there chilling, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That fucking kid.
My mom is like that. my mom was at home in the projects, which is fucking
awesome. Where are you from?
I grew up in Boyle Heights, Aliso Village. Okay. You know where the movie Blood and Blood Out?
Yeah.
Remember where Miklo mom lives?
Okay.
That's
okay.
My neighborhood.
Damn.
Pico Aliso.
Damn.
So, man. So my mom gets a phone call, right, from my brother's girlfriend, Albert, right? ¿Sabes quién está aquí? You know who's right here? Comprando un sandwich, buying a sandwich. ¿Quién? Who? Juan Gabriel.
This
big
Mexican
old Mexican singer, bro.
He's
like the Mexican Michael Jackson, bro.
He's secretly gay.
That fool is big, right? My mom gets in her fucking car.
He was in Boyle Heights?
Gets in her fucking car, bro. Drives all the way to Palisades.
Oh, damn.
That's fucking that's far.
A mission, bro.
That's
like 44 minutes.
Just to go on a 10,
traffic,
get
bro.
Off, get on a 1, and then keep going.
Passing Santa Monica,
and
bro.
And then she went to that restaurant where he was eating that sandwich, got there in time, sat in front of his table, bro, and started talking to him.
Wow.
About how come he didn't show up. She was waiting for him backstage at the backstage party at some concert, and he didn't show up backstage.
Damn.
And she was waiting.
Wait, what did he say?
He said, I don't know. He probably said, I'm so sorry, mija.
Yeah.
Perdóname, mi amor.
Hey.
But, bro, it's fucking, this guy like Liberace, bro. He goes, perdóname, amor.
Sorry,
like that,
love.
Bro, she melts. She goes, I'm sorry, my love.
Yeah.
But I was busy. Because my mom had backstage passes, bro, from my brother for a meet and greet. And there was a party backstage at the Universal Amphitheater, sold out show.
Damn, dude, that's a big
And she didn't
theater.
Show up. So my mom had to drive all the way to Palisades, not just to meet him, but also complain.
Bro, but that's...
what time?
That's a fan, bro. That's the kind of fans I get.
What time was this? Because it's like, didn't she have to go sit in traffic and shit,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
She probably went early, right, Damn. Before fucking traffic.
As soon as she said Juan Gabriel, she just boned out, bro.
Yeah, that's cool.
And complained when she got there.
That's cool.
That's the kind of fans I have, man. Like, my fans will be like, the show will be sold out, you know what? The Aprea Improv. And there's a humongous line, and there's people going live on Facebook talking about, Felipe, we're here at your show, man. Can you help us?
Please.
There's a big-ass line, please. Look, it's all the way on the block. Can you get us in the front? Yeah. You know, my mom's right here, and she has bad feet.
You do it?
Hell no. Oh. Hell no.
Like,
or I get relatives, you know, who say, we bought Felipe. We're over here. We just bought ten. We just bought ten tickets, but there's a big line, and I just forwarded it to my wife, bro.
Yeah,
Lisa, and she. I think, and I never thought this would happen, but this is something you'll deal with. You know, when you start touring soon, that everybody that's your best friend will start calling you an hour before the show for tickets. Hi, Lisa.
Yeah.
But you know what? We were saying this to you like a long time ago. We're saying this like a while back, like fans message him like they talk to him like a homie, but it's just like you won't ever do that to fucking Ice Cube. You won't, hey bro,
or Martin Lawrence.
Can you get us to the front seat, bro?
So
Eddie Murphy, they're all the hot dogs over here.
So you want to talk about okay, fans on Instagram, right? I got decent on Instagram, and I always respond to everybody. Is that bad?
No, it's good. It's good. I do too.
Okay, and I be talking to them like I'm just like I'm bro, talking to Mark.
But that's why part they feel like they can just be.
But
hey,
that
yo, man.
They'll feel like that. The Jamar, you know what time the show starts? Are they gonna still have hot dogs? Cause I'm not having lunch on the way to your show.
Yeah. You would have messaged that to Janet Jackson. Hey, do you know what time the show starts?
Yeah, like.
what the fuck, dude?
Messaging Ozzy Osbourne. Hey, Ozzy, do you know who's gonna open up for you? Am I gonna have time to? Drive from San Bernardino to your show. Oh, by the way, you know how much hot dogs are? Are you gonna have shirts that are 3X? Because the last time I went, they ran out.
And that's how they message this food, dude. It's like fucking like.
Yeah.
Honestly, do you know what kind of bat you're gonna eat this tonight?
Do they have gluten free hot dogs? Like what the?
You know
fuck
if they're gonna be the new album or the old album? Because the new album, eesh.
Yes, man.
But that's probably why they feel they can like message you like that, you know?
Fans are so crazy. That's why it'll be tough to be like a woke comic, a comic who's, you know, just spilling up politics stuff. Because those fans are even crazier than the rabid fans that we have, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because those fans will not like a joke, and they'll tell you like this, Is there any way we could have a forum where we could discuss your material? Like my friend's band. My friend's band.
This is horrible.
Las Cafeteras. Like they lost a fan member, right? A band member a while back. And the hardcore fans, they wanted to know if they could have a meet and greet where they can share their feelings about why that last member fucking got kicked out of the band, dude. Bro.
Damn.
A forum, bro.
Get to the bottom.
And that
of
band member, not only did that band member leave, she left talking about all these fools trying to hook up at every show.
Huh.
Yeah, dog.
You know what I hate is when fans are extremely articulate and smart, and so you just assume that they're right about the bullshit that you've been doing. You're like, damn, man. Maybe I should stop saying nigga on stage. But maybe this does hurt the black community.
Damn. All right. I had a lady one time. I did a show, and everything was going great. We're at the meet and greet. She had horrible breath, by the way. Her breath stunk, bro, like a septic tank in Goten, dog. She said like this, bro. She started off with her question with how come? So the breath hit me right away, right
God
there, right?
Damn, bro.
She said, how come you didn't draw attention or talk about awareness about the kids who are in cages?
Shut up,
and
bitch.
And I looked at her and I said, man, if I could figure out how to make that shit funny, I will, but I can't.
Yeah.
You wanna buy a t-shirt? A mint.
Awareness.
A Felipe mint.
You ever had a roast battle with somebody that had bad breath, but you couldn't deal with it?
No.
You just forfeited. Never mind. It's so nasty.
I went out with a chick who hinted that I had bad breath, and I was like, fuck. I knew it. Cause it was what I had a burger before I came to like had a smoothie and shit.
Yeah, I threw in a conversation, man.
Like, she was like, "Yeah, damn, she was so fine."
You got threw in a conversation, bro. If you're with a lady or a man with bad breath, first of all, man, you talk about food. Then you talk about, man, yeah, man, it's hard to chew an apple. Yeah, man. Yeah, they got the new toothbrush coming out now.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a deep cleaning?
Yeah, let's take shots of Listerine, bro.
But sometimes you meet a chick that has bad breath, but then you have bad teeth, so you start comparing fucked up teeth together, bro. Like,
we're a team.
Like, look at the top of my gums. I'll show you my bottom gums.
That's how y'all connect.
Hey, you been with a girl? Anybody here been with a girl with that she was hot? Like, everything about her was pretty, but she looked like she belonged to one of Lord Frey's daughters from Game of Thrones. Like, she had back fucked up teeth, bro. I went with her teeth, bro. Like if she was a dog, they'll pull them all out. Like, tartar, but she's beautiful. Just cannot smile.
Like, it was scary for her to give you head. Like, oh, never mind, man.
Like when she gave you a blowjob, when you went home, if it smelled like you did anal.
She circumcised you after she gave you head. Like,
Bro, I met a chick at a restaurant. She was fine as fuck. And her teeth were perfect, but her breath stunk. And I was like, how is that coming through that perfect teeth? It must be in her larynx or some shit.
Halitosis.
The larynx. But that's hard. I never seen that, bro. Like, the best teeth and then bad breath.
Yeah. Yep. I could shit. Yeah,
fucking gross. Coffee breath.
Probably has like some kind of.
It wasn't even coffee breath. It was like, she just don't floss.
Yeah,
but her teeth are perfect. And she don't got to. She don't think she got to or some shit. I don't know.
Little deep pockets of fucking gunk back there.
Yeah, tonsil stone type shit.
How about, bro? I remember I had him fucked up teeth. And eating with a chick, and then she looks at me and goes, your teeth are bleeding.
Someone call the cops.
Fuck, bro. And they go, for reals? And then that's when I fucked up gums, bro. And then my whole gum was bleeding, bro. They go, your teeth are bleeding, Felipe. And then I had to come back, and I went like this. Oh, man. For reals?
I got a fight before this.
I
bumped into a spoon right now. Yeah, dog, or I will bite an apple. Like somebody said, a girl would tell me, here, bite my apple. And I'd be afraid to bite it because I don't want to leave blood on it. Or my teeth might get stuck on it.
It's crazy how that happens.
It's crazy, man, when you're like, you're self-conscious about stuff like that. Like, when you know, man, like, At first, you know, like after that girl said, "Hey, your teeth are bleeding." And I goes, "Yeah, I'm a vampire." But I had bad
gums.
But like, I remember like waking up and my whole mouth was bleeding.
Like,
bro.
Who punched me, bro?
Yes. I thought somebody was punching me at night.
Like gingivitis?
It must have been something, bro. But
it's that food gingivitis, bro. Fuck that guy.
They have red hair.
Fuck that guy, bro. You fuck gingies.
But now,
dude.
Bro, I got that last camera standing teeth.
There you go, dude. Well, that's crazy how that happens. Your teeth just start bleeding out of nowhere. Yeah, but you don't floss. You're like, what the fuck?
Dude? I don't know whether to get my shit fixed or not, bro. I be wrestling with that shit. Because I maybe the bottom and shit. Because that shit fucked. I still got the teeth from the hood. Like, my shit was a little fucked up at the bottom. But they be like, nah, man, don't close your gap.
Yeah,
but
you would look
like,
different, dude. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude.
So what should I do? Can I get the veneers but then keep the gap?
No, it's like that.
No, they'd be Red Grant.
Yeah, I think... But that's like who Jamar Neighbors is.
Is Red Grant got his teeth closed?
No. He got the bottom one, but he still has the gap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just fucking get him Hollywooded it out. All white and shit and pearly, dog. Fuck it.
You could still get like these fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
All super white.
Yeah, dude. Because
I went to a dentist. They couldn't do that shit.
No?
They was like, I don't know how white you think we can get these motherfuckers.
But you must have went to Dr. Beachump.
Because don't they say there's a fool in Beverly Hills that does that? I don't know the name, but.
Don't do it, bro.
Dr. Beachum, bro. That's the hood that.
Oh, no, Florence.
Is it Florence? Oh, no, Florence? Yeah, across the street from Dr. Pacheco.
Hey,
Dr. Pacheco.
Dr. Beachum is the only dentist that has a preschool in it.
Is that with the red side?
You got bought out by Newport Dental.
Don't do it, bro.
Dr. Beachum has a black dentist, too, for the black people, too.
Is that the one with the statue of the dentist outside? I've seen it.
Dr. Beachum, he got a red, sign, red, white, and blue type shit.
Almost like a Burger King side, but Dr. Beachum.
Dr. Beachum came around right away to grab your insurance, bro.
Oh, yeah. He like right after Cal Worthington commercials and shit. That
yeah. Yeah.
But don't do it, man.
What part of LA you grew up in? Dorsey, right?
I mean, kind of all around or whatever. So I definitely know what the fuck that is.
Hey, so when you saw the Super Bowl, you saw Pam's. You said,
"Yeah,
Tams, yeah,
Tams,
yeah, dude."
Over there, Coliseum and King. Yeah. Or it's Obama Boulevard now.
Yeah, Obama Boulevard.
Thank God.
If you're in Northeast LA, there's no Tams. There's
Tom's.
No, there's that the one in Highland Park.
Oh.
Troy's.
I never been to Troy's.
Troy has a little night, like the night of
it's like
Troy.
It's a Greek spot, yeah. Troy's.
I mean, Troy's. I know Tommy's. Don't they got Tommy's?
Yeah.
Tommy's,
yeah. Tommy's. But Tams is God level, bro.
Yeah, dude. Tams.
Orange fucking onion rings.
I used to work at the school, Animal Watts Middle School. Right there in Avalon in, what's it called?
Sounds made up. You're a pet, you're a,
right you there by Magic Johnson Park. And dude, right. That time.
Magic Johnson Park, ain't no joke.
Yeah. Tams was fucking good, dude.
He said Dr. Beachum.
Bro, I'm going to tell you, dog, the reason I say that because somebody growing up with their bagging on me, they call me Dr. Beachum.
Yeah. But is Dr. Beachum and Western Dental two different things?
Two different ones. There's Western Dental, Dr. Beachum, and Dr. Escala.
Dr. Pacheco.
Another dentist. And then there's the children's dentist, and it's a black dentist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a commercial, and he's singing around with a bunch of kids.
I don't know what this mean and what this, like, say about me. I remember when I was younger, I had never seen a black dentist in my fucking life, bro. it was all Hispanic, or it was all, like, white nurses and shit. And I went to one. It was a Western dental.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Western
and I went in there.
Hood, man.
And this nigga was so fucking hood, bro. But my teeth was so fucked up. He was like, all right, my nigga. He was at the light. So you want to put some caps on them teeth for, like, what? And I was just like, no!
Yeah.
Because I never seen a black dentist before, you know what I'm saying? But I should have supported it. I should let that nigga support my Medi-Cal or whatever.
Man, I'm telling you, man, people don't realize that dental work is the most important thing about your body because that affects athlete's feet, everything, man. Like, if you have a fucking baby with bad teeth, that baby's going to come out deformed.
Yeah. Little caps when he's
like,
three
you
already.
You can't even
on.
Get a breast implant or with bad teeth. They'll tell you like that. Listen, man, you
need to
take that tartar out because it's gonna fucking all that tartar gonna
go
out
to
your boobs.
Yep,
you're infected, bro.
Remember when I don't know, like remember maybe like 2006, 2004, where they were giving out free dental healthcare at the Great Western Forum.
Were the little mobile ones?
Yes, yeah, back in the day,
that, bro. So I had a brown too, cause my brother elbowed me, bro. He elbowed me in a basketball game once. I had this shit, niggas, for like 7-8 years, bro. It was, and then so I went to the free dentist, and they gave me a root canal.
Oh,
and it was like, all right, it was like, you're getting the root canal, man, cause that shit can go up to your brain. And I was like, all right, cool. Let these motherfuckers take out the back of my tooth, but them motherfuckers, they didn't seal it up, no nothing. Oh, they just let the back little out. Hole.
Bacteria's just fucking going in there, dude.
Yeah.
So, it dries out, right?
Yeah.
You gotta kick it out.
And so food would get stuck up in there, bro.
No.
I had to wait till I got like a little bit of money to close that shit
Did you get
up.
The little ball of pus?
No. So what happened was I finally went to go get it done, right? And the fucking dentist was always exaggerating. They was like, dude, this shit could have killed your ass. They showed me the x-ray. They showed me all this flack that
you
was
came
like,
right now.
Right here and shit. They showed me this flack that was right here and shit. And I was like, damn.
That's funny, man.
This shit almost went to your brain.
That a worm?
That's what Jabbar said. That shit would have killed your ass. That's
you.
Everybody from the hood.
But like,
we only go to a doctor too late. Every time we went to a doctor, oh man, if we would have brought your grandfather 2 hours later, he would have died.
Right in the nick of time, bro.
He goes, oh man. Or sometimes, you know, you show up with somebody with a broken leg, they fucked up their leg playing soccer, and they look at the band-aid that somebody put, oh man, who put that on?
It's always like last minute. Like,
who wrapped his leg with two jackets?
He got stage 4 fucked up teeth. Fucked up teeth.
Critical, fool.
You ever got bad medical advice from a relative, bro, who never goes to the doctor?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay, dude.
Like who?
Bad medical advice from a relative?
Oh, like a friend? Yeah.
Never goes to the doctor.
I know, bro. You don't gotta take that, bro. Just drink fucking Gatorade all day.
You just switch your fucking.
Need electrolytes.
All you gotta do is some Trulies, don't me?
Trulies.
And a Tylenol.
Drink some insurance, bro.
That's the worst, man. Insurance. Going up on stage with a fucking hemorrhoid.
What?
You gotta sit on a donut. You gotta sit on a cushion. Like
I had a hemorrhoid. I pushed it back in, bro. I took the craziest shit, bro.
How did you push it back in?
You push the intestines back in, bro.
A popsicle stick
with your finger, bro.
The show must go on.
What do you know where to touch?
I don't know. I just.
It's a bubble.
It's a bubble. You just push it back in, bro.
It's so funny.
But doesn't it hurt when you do that?
Hey, bro.
You gotta take the pain, huh?
You gotta take the pain, bro. It's either fart and it fucking hurts, or
you're
fucking
hardcore dog right here. Fucking
this dude's like
two fingers of death over here.
Fucking fisty cuff.
Fisty cuff. It says right there, push the bubble in, dude.
How bad is that fucking hemorrhoid, dude? Is that what is like a
How
donut?
How long is that hemorrhoid, bro?
Because I used to just push. Bro. I was like, my whole
phone home right here, right?
My whole thought process was let me eliminate every bacteria I have inside my stomach, bro. Let me shit out everything, dude.
Let me shit out my butthole.
Because you just push. Because hemorrhoids are caused when you take a shit when you're not supposed to take a shit, you know?
Well, you push when you bust the vessel, right?
What?
Yeah, if you're not supposed to shit.
At the end of your little sphincter, right?
What do you mean you're not supposed to take a shit? But if you got to take a shit, don't you got to take a shit?
You can't over push.
You're supposed to take a shit when it's about to come out.
Yeah, you can't force
it. When you're like, oh, yeah, you know?
You're not supposed to go like this, like you're having a baby pushing it out. You're supposed to just.
Oh, because then you go push out your intestine?
You're supposed to come out naturally like this. You sit down and
poof. You're not supposed to take a shit because you're bored, you know? I'm fucking go see, you know?
Yeah. I know, what'd you do? I was bored. I took a shit, bro. Yeah, I'm bored.
Man, I got to kill 15 minutes. Like, what happened to kill 15 minutes?
What's up, Fool Podcast? What's your Instagram? People can follow you.
At @Jamar_Neighbors on Instagram and Jamar Malachi, MALACHI on Twitter.
Yeah, well, show's coming up. People can go watch you live.
Yeah. So on Thursday, I'm at the Comedy Store. On Friday, I'm at the Comedy Store. Saturday, at the Comedy Store. Sunday, at Supernova.
Hell yeah.
Yep, and it's all in Hollywood. Local as fuck.
What's up, fool? We'll see you guys this week at Spotlight 29 Casino in Coachella. Also, Hawaii, Honolulu at the Blue...
The Rigger?
At the Blue Note. I'll be there October 21st and 22nd. Get them tickets at FelipeWorld.com/tour.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much, bro, for being a great guest, man.
It's always great to have somebody
from LA here,
man.
We could talk forever.
Fuck all the transplants. What? No, yeah.